What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Marty Miller, Executive Director of Wichita's Botanica. Hey, Marty, welcome to Issues 2017.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
You are having a little bit under, having some problems this morning, so if you have to cough, just go ahead and do it. We will forgive you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's begin with a little bit of history. Tell us about how Botanica got started, Marty.
Actually, the doors opened in 1987. It was an idea of the garden clubs and the city of Wichita. City of Wichita came in, stepped up, helped finance the building and everything to get started, And it's a garden, and it has grown into a great community exhibit.
It's really interesting how that garden it's become something else. How many visitors does to Botanica in a year's time, Marty?
Last year we had over 220,000 visitors, and most of them show up in December.
How does that rank? It's probably 220,000. That ranks you pretty high up there in visitor attractions.
We're number two behind the zoo.
Yeah, locally.
Yes.
Or not for the entire state of Kansas.
But I think there's a zoo in Salina that outnumbers us.
Okay. Where do these people come from that visit Botanica?
Steve, they come from, we get a lot of support from the local community.
Sure.
And all around the region, and we have people that come from all over the world.
What do they say? They come in?
They say this is one of the best gardens they've ever seen. And that's a real compliment, particularly I spent a few weeks in France and visited the gardens over there because we're working on a French garden. And the people that come from France to see our garden are amazed that we can do what we do. And also from China, when they visit our Chinese garden, when they come out, they'll tell me that they felt like they've just been home.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that would be a compliment.
That's a
big compliment. In just a few words, how would you describe all there is to see in Botanica? Somebody who comes in as a stranger, and you just have to say, well, here's what we got in just a few words. How could you do that?
Well, Botanica really is a unique place. It's a canvas of garden with themed gardens like our children's garden, our Chinese garden, our Shakespeare garden, our woodland gardens. And it's absolutely amazing how you can just walk a few steps and be in another part of the garden and experience a whole new different experience.
All right. That was good. You did well with that.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Now, before we go any further, I want to talk a little bit about the carousel. Talking about the carousel that came from the old Joyland Park. And you've got it at Botanica now, right? And what's going on right now with the carousel?
The carousel itself is almost completed. And we'll probably do a mock setup. And that's the restoration of a carousel is one of the, it's a big project all by itself. The horses are being redone, the cornice, all the mechanical parts, and the support we have gotten from different businesses in the community to do that, that has been absolutely great. Now, we are working on the building project. That the building itself is about a $2 million project. We're about $1 million into the project that people have donated. There's the naming rights for the building is still available. And there's a lot of naming rights available for the garden areas around the building, which this will probably be a 5-acre addition. Mm. And it's absolutely going to be tremendous with the designs that we have. We'll have interactive gardens that you can actually get in and do things. It's all going to be family-oriented. And it's going to be spectacular. That's about the best word I could use to explain what is happening. And the carousel itself will be like a jewel in a jewel box. It'll be absolutely amazing. And it will have one of the finest buildings in the country.
So what, are you going to have to go over and take over the first 4 or 5 holes of Sim Golf Course to do this? Or No.
Well, I've already had some threats from some of the golfers. But no, we're not. But the Sim family has given us permission that we can expand further into the park because they love what we're doing here for families and our community at Botanica.
Now, you're just about to begin, or you already have, a very busy time at Botanica. Illuminations just around the corner. Tell us about that. When is Illuminations, and how many lights are you going to have this year? Last year, you were talking about 1 million, I think.
Right. Well, we're getting close to 2 million lights. The Illuminations actually starts the Friday evening after Thanksgiving, and we're open every single night except for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day through New Year's Eve. And on New Year's Eve, we started a fireworks show last year, and we're going to do it again this year, and it was spectacular. And when it's cold, fireworks are so much beautiful in the winter than when the weather's warm. So we're looking forward to that. And this year, we've started a behind-the-scenes tour. And you come earlier, say about 4:30 or 4 o'clock, a tour guide will take you through and show you just exactly what it takes to put on to put up Botanica, the Illuminations. So we're putting pretty close to 2 million lights. And also the lighting with all the computers, the controllers where the lights work with the music and
coordinating,
and putting on the shows. That's an intricate thing all by itself, and it's interesting to see how that's done. So the ticket price of that is $25 per person, but you get to stay, you get your tickets to Illumination, you also get a hot drink and some snacks, and it's going to be another great thing. So it's an opportunity for a family to come and see, wow, I didn't know there was this many lights. And when you see it in the daytime and you see it at night, then you can really see how it's put together.
Yeah. Well, and besides, of course, the lights and the illuminations and all of that, during this time at Botanica, there are other features, are there not? I mean, of course, you can get refreshments, but is Santa there this time of year?
Yes, Santa's there.
All right.
He'll be there the evening after Thanksgiving. And if there are still people out there who haven't gotten their tickets to see Supper with Santa, that's 4 nights, and we've already had some nights sold out about that. So you need to call and find out if there's any openings. But Supper with Santa is a great event, and hopefully I'll have my voice back by then. And we sing. I love to sing with the kids, and we'll sing some Christmas songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and of course that's Santa's favorite song.
Sure.
And Frosty the Snowman, and Frosty will be there, and Santa reads the night before Christmas. And when the kids come up and they gather all around on the carpet in front of Santa, and he reads the night before Christmas, you can just see the mystery of Christmas in their eyes.
It's just a magical moment.
It's a magical
moment. Now, have you done Supper with Santa before?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
We started, I think it's been about 4, maybe 5 years ago. We just did one night.
Yeah.
And it's grown into 4 nights. It's such a popular demand.
Marty, when is that?
It starts.
We got it right in front of you, someplace.
Yeah, I'll have to find that. But it's like the second week of December when it starts.
Okay, getting closer to this.
But
it,
you need to call Botanica to make reservations. Reservations only.
All right, well, that's a good call. And what's the phone number at Botanica?
264-0448.
All right. Make a reservation. Supper with Santa.
Right.
How many, we talked back to Illuminations for just a minute. Now, you talked about the attendance that you get at Botanica during a year, but have you any idea, can you narrow that down on Illuminations? How many actually just come for that or during that time?
Last year we just had a little over 70,000.
Whew. Just for Illuminations.
It's huge.
Again, give me the dates.
Starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
On Friday.
And goes through the 31st.
And goes through the 31st.
Okay.
And the only nights we are closed are Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Well, and how are you going to handle all those visitors? I mean, the one year that I think we parked over closer to the Indian Center and took a little shuttle or something.
That's correct. In fact, we have more shuttles, so we'll be moving people faster this year. And also, we have a grass parking lot that is west of Cowtown, and we'll have a light generator over there. And we use the SEM golf course and, of course, our parking lot. And then some people elect to climb on or park on the streets. But we can handle up to 5,000 people pretty easy.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's best if you can come. Now, school is out on the 18th, December the 18th. Yep. So you have Monday through Friday, and we're all the way to the 24th to come. And so we can work this out where we have plenty of parking. But if everybody tries to come on the last 2 days before Christmas, we might be in trouble.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Intercom radio stations. Our guest is Marty Miller, Executive Director, Wichita's Botanica. So I guess, Marty, are the holidays the busiest time then at Botanica?
Well, during the month of December, it is the busiest time. But there's... Like, we've been putting up Christmas lights since August. And right now we're getting down to the critical stage, and we plant tulips at the same time we're putting up Christmas lights. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The number one thing that makes Botanica work is the volunteers. So we'll have a team of volunteers out there, and they'll plant between 13,000 to 15,000 tulips a day. And we're planting 60,000 tulips that will be coming up in the spring, which is a beautiful display by itself. And at the same time, we have another team that's actually putting up lights and getting everything ready. And we have to coordinate that because if you remember the luminaries that go around the sidewalks.
Right.
Well, we have to coordinate when the tulips go in and when the luminaries go down because we don't want a conflict with the tulip planting.
Sounds complicated.
It is. It's a little logistics involved there.
Now, do you have any idea how many volunteers you actually have at Botanica?
We're over 300, I know that. And some of them may only volunteer once, and some of them are there every week, twice a week. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, later on today, which is Wednesday, we have a volunteer coffee, mm-hmm. and we have one of those every month. And I get to tell jokes.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. All right, so I Botanica, you're situated right there, close or into Sim Park, and you're right in the middle of Riverside. And I know there are tons of people living in that area who already, they love flowers and nature themselves. So I imagine a lot of your volunteers come from right around your building there, almost.
Just about. We have people that come in from Andover, mm-hmm. Valley Center. from all over. And a lot of our volunteers not only volunteer at Botanica, but they volunteer at other places as well. I mean, and we are looking for, a new group of volunteers, because there's a lot of guys like us who are just retiring and looking for something to do. Botanica is a great place to do it. And there's all kinds of activities to do to volunteer for besides just planting plants.
How many employees do you have?
In the summer, we have 38, and it usually drops to about 28 during the winter.
Okay. I want to talk to you a little bit more about upcoming events. I think you mentioned this briefly, but tell us about New Year's Eve at Botanica, which would be around December 31st.
That's pretty close. It's pretty close. We'll have We'll have some music. I'm sure we'll have some music, and then we'll have the fireworks display, and it's very interesting, and it's great to see. And that happens about 8 o'clock. So when people come, they bring their families. The fireworks are over. You still have time if you want to go out and celebrate New Year someplace.
You don't have to wait till midnight.
We don't wait till midnight.
Because I'm asleep by 8:30.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah.
So that, again, for more information on that, contact Botanica.
Right. Or go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
Botanica.org.
Did you, forgive me, did you do anything special for Halloween?
Well, yes, not on Halloween Day,
okay. But
earlier in October we had Boo-tanica.
All right, now you're helping me.
That's an all-day family event. We had 4,400 people come, guests that came for that, and had a great time. Unfortunately, the weather was absolutely beautiful, and it's a great family time during that event.
Let's, for a minute, if you would, Marty, highlight some of the other big events that you do throughout the year there at Botanica.
Well, we start off in the spring with an event called Tulips, Fairies, and Forts, and it's every weekend for the first 4 weekends. It's 3 weekends in March and 1 weekend in April. And we basically take advantage of that, and there's little fairy cities around, and you find them.
Okay.
And that really spawned something else, that during Illuminations, we have the Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf. Okay. So the families can find the elf in the gardens, and you'll be entered in to win a prize. And I think the prize is going to be a year membership, family membership.
Okay.
But anyway, then after that, we have an adult event that's called Blooms, Brews, and Bloody Marys. We have a big Bloody Mary contest. And that's a good one.
What do you mean, a contest? How many you can drink or what?
No. Yeah, let me clarify that.
Yeah, please.
No, there will be different restaurants there, and you get to sample the Bloody Marys from, usually it's about 11 restaurants. And it's a great event. And then we have a winner, and they carry that prestige throughout the year that they won the Bloody Mary contest at Botanica.
Sounds great.
Then we have Take Flight, and that's during the River Festival, and that's our butterfly release.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's in June.
Yeah.
And the first 100 kids get an envelope with a butterfly in it, and that's magical. When they open up that envelope, and the butterfly crawls out and crawls up their arm and then flies away.
All right.
And then later in the after the summer, we have it's an alfresco event. But this year, the theme has changed from Zen to Vine. So it's a wine event. And we usually, how this has all turned out is that Blue Moon Catering comes in, and they set up, and they actually cook the food right there while you're watching it.
Wow.
So you're eating fresh cooked food, and you can order what you want practically, and what seasonings and things that you want. It's quite an experience. And there was almost 1,000 that came for Blooms, Brews, Bloody Marys, and we had another 800 that came to the Vine event, and then our fall event then is Botanica. And we have so many weddings and so many other
corporate events. I was going to talk about that. Let me interrupt you for just a minute. The Children's Garden?
The Children's Garden.
Yeah. That's a magical place.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. And I always tell, particularly an adult, you tell them about the Children's Garden, they kind of go, The secret about the Children's Garden is that it was actually made for adults to act like kids.
Hmm. Okay.
Because when you walk underneath that rainbow, you become a kid again. That's the magic.
It's magic.
Of the it's
actually,
magic.
Okay.
Absolutely magic.
Kind of like when I walk into the studio.
Yeah. No, really. You'll be surprised. The things that we put in the Children's Garden, you'll see families doing things together. And children come out and they're happy. You know, and that we're making those smiles and the families are happy. Everybody is doing things together and they're enjoying themselves. And that's exactly what we had designed the garden to do, and it has become a model around the country.
Oh, that's one of your payoffs for you doing your job. I know they pay you a whole lot of money.
Yeah,
but that's
a whole lot.
Do you personally have a favorite time of the year at the gardens? I mean, you know, to me, I love Riverside in the autumn. That's my favorite. Beyond spring, I like the change of the leaves, colors, and all that stuff. How about you?
Well, you know, Yes, autumn's beautiful. I hate to pick a time that's my special time because I never get tired of it. And you develop a passion at Botanica, and you may be seeing something in the springtime, and I'm seeing something different at Botanica, like the tulips.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I mean, it's amazing. You go out there and you see all the different colors, and how the it's just beautiful. Particularly on a morning, there's a little dew on the tulips and stuff. They just sparkle. Sorry, I'm losing my voice again.
Yeah, I know, but anyway, stay with us, Marty. Just got a couple more minutes here. But you're just saying you're being very political about that.
No, every season has some kind of special scenes, experience, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
You began to talk about this a few minutes ago, and I want to follow up on that. And you were talking about beyond the scheduled events and so forth. You do all kinds of special things for. This is a private deal. You can rent the Botanica for your facilities for weddings, for instance. Do you do a lot of weddings?
We do a lot of weddings, and it's a special place. For particularly that kind of experience, because weddings are special days, and it's just one of those things that in nature, and you get married, you never forget it.
Yeah, it'd be special beyond what your usual going into a church or whatever. And I've seen outdoor weddings in different places. This would be the ideal spot for a wedding. And do you do any family reunions?
Family reunions. We do corporate events.
Yeah, corporate events would be fun too.
It's fun. And we had a session or a group out there yesterday, and they in their training they have different themes and go different places. So their theme yesterday was they go to China. And what better place to have it in our Lotus Hall in front of the Chinese Garden?
Okay.
But that's where we make our money, and Illuminations is the biggest fundraiser we have. So what we do, and we turn around, and it's the other groups that we work with, like Wichita's Littlest Heroes, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Club, Rainbows, the Wichita Children's Home. All of those benefit from Botanica's success. And so when a donor donates to Botanica, they're helping more than just Botanica. And we really concentrate on those organizations that are helping children.
Beyond that, how are you funded? You get city money?
We have four city employees.
Okay.
And basically, that's the main support from the city. They do support us with one of the buildings that we're in, and they help us out with some other areas. But mainly, it's basically the salaries of the four employees. The other employees, which would be 25 more or 35 more, those are all Botanica Inc. employees. And I'm probably one of the few city employees that has to meet a payroll, which is an interesting thing. And to tell you the truth, Steve, our payroll runs right at about $1 million.
Sure, I would think. Okay,
yeah.
So when you go to these events, you help finance what's going on. Do you have, some pretty big private donors? I don't want you to mention anybody, but do you have one or two that really come through every year?
We have a lot of sponsorships from corporations and companies.
Oh, okay.
They get their names on our advertising, particularly for Illuminations.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our capital campaign where the big donors come in.
Okay.
And we're very grateful for them. It's our donors, the volunteers, the community that has made Botanica the attraction that it is now.
You said earlier you're always looking for volunteers. You need some younger people, don't you?
Well, at least our age.
No, you really need younger than that.
Well, I most of our volunteers, they're getting up in their 80s, and we have some volunteers that are in their 90s that volunteer for us. And they need support.
Yeah.
And it takes us younger guys to support them.
Well, and one thing that you didn't mention about the special events a minute ago, and I know about this firsthand, you do reunions too, don't you?
Yes.
A lot of them are just occasionally?
I really can't say how many we do, but we do a lot of family reunions.
Family reunions,
a lot of retirement programs.
Retirement programs.
Yeah. Yeah, people come there and have their retirement events there.
Okay. I guess what we would say, if you have heard anything today that tickles your imagination about Botanica and you'd like more information, you can go to their webpage, which is, what is your webpage there, sir?
Botanica.org.
There it is, botanica.org. And if you're just old-fashioned like Marty, you can pick up the telephone or your cell phone and call 264-0448.
Correct.
Well, you're getting to the point where you're about ready to retire there, I know, Marty. How long are you going to keep doing this, you think? For a while?
For a while. it's the passion that keeps me there. It's, I'm very lucky to be working somewhere, and I really don't call it work. I feel like I'm one of the head volunteers, you know, because you get to do all kinds of things, and it just makes you feel good to work there because you make people happy.
And you're a hometown guy, and we like you. We appreciate what you do. Our guest, Marty Miller, Executive Director of Wichita's Botanica. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.